This is the Sakha Murli of the 2nd of October, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the sweetest word is Baba. The word Baba should constantly emerge from your lips. Continue to give Shiv Baba's introduction to everyone. Question. In the Golden Age, not only human beings, but even animals never become diseased. Why? Answer. Because Baba performs such an operation on souls and the unlimited world at the confluence age that all name and trace of disease disappear. The Father is the eternal surgeon. The world now is full of disease. Then no name or trace of sorrow will remain in that world. In order to remain safe from the sorrow of this world, you have to be very, very courageous. Song. Having found you, we have found everything. The earth and sky all belong to us. Om Shanti. You can even say it twice, double Om Shanti. The soul gives his own introduction. I, the soul, am an embodiment of peace. My place of residence is the land of peace, and we are all children of Baba. All souls say Om. There, all of us are brothers, and when we come here, we become brothers and sisters. Relationship begins now with brother and sister. The Father explains, all of you are my children. You are also the children of Brahma, and you are therefore brothers and sisters. You don't have any other relationship. The children of Prajapita Brahma are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. He only comes at this time in order to change this old world. Only through Brahma does the Father make this world new. You also have a relationship with Brahma. This method is very good. All of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and also consider yourselves to be brothers and sisters. There should not be any criminal eye at all. Here, as Kumars and Kumaris grow older, their eyes continue to become criminal, and then they perform criminal acts. Criminal acts take place in the kingdom of Ravan. There are no criminal acts in the Golden Age. Even the word criminal doesn't exist there. Here, there are many criminal acts. There are also courts for that. There are no courts, etc. there. It is a wonder that there are no jails, police or thieves, etc. there. All of these things of sorrow take place here. This is why it has been explained to you children that this is a play about happiness and sorrow, victory and defeat. Only you understand this. It has been remembered that those who are defeated by Maya are defeated by everything. The Father comes and enables you to gain victory over Maya for half a cycle. You then have to be defeated for half a cycle. This is nothing new. This is an ordinary play worth a few pennies. Then you remember me and claim your fortune of the kingdom for half a cycle. You forget me in the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan is the enemy whose effigy the people of Bharat burn every year. They also burn that effigy in countries that have many people of Bharat. They say that it is a religious festival for the people of Bharat. They celebrate Dashera, the burning and effigy of Ravan. Therefore, you children have to explain that that is a limited thing. It is now Ravan's kingdom over the whole world, not just over Lanka. The world is very large. The father has explained that the whole world is surrounded by the ocean. People say that there is a bull below supporting the world on one of its horns, and that when the bull becomes tired, it changes it over to the other horn. However, there isn't anything like that. The world is surrounded by water. All around there is water and only water. It is now the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. Therefore, the Father has come again to establish the kingdom of Rama, or God's kingdom. When you speak of Ishwar, God, they say that he is the almighty authority and that he can do everything. That praise is unnecessary. There isn't that much love for him. Here, God is called the Father. When Baba is said, there is the aspect of receiving the inheritance. Shiv Baba says, you should always say, Baba, Baba. Forget the words Ishwar and Prabhu. Baba says, constantly remember me alone. When you explain at exhibitions, give Shiv Baba's introduction over and over again. Only Shiv Baba is the highest on high, and he is also called God the Father. The word Baba is the sweetest of all. Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba, should continue to emerge from your mouths. These mouths are only of human beings. They couldn't be a cow's mouth. You are Shiv Shaktis. The nectar of this knowledge emerges from your lotus lips. In order to glorify your name, they have mentioned the Galmuk, the cow's mouth. They don't say this about the Ganges. It is now that nectar emerges from the lotus lips. Once you have drunk the nectar of this knowledge, you cannot drink poison. By drinking nectar, you become deities. I have now come to change devils into deities. You are now becoming part of the deity community. No one knows how or when the confluence age comes. You know that we Brahma Kumars and Kumaris belong to the most elevated confluence age. All the rest are iron-aged. There are very few of you. You have the knowledge of the tree. The tree is small at first, and then it grows. They create so many inventions for birth control. However, human beings want one thing to happen, and something else happens instead. Everyone has to die. They think that they will have a very good harvest, but when the rains come, so much damage is caused. No one understands about natural calamities. Nothing is guaranteed. When there are hailstorms at harvest time, so much damage is caused. Even when there is no rain, damage is caused. They are known as natural calamities. There will be many of them. You have to be very courageous in order to remain safe from them. Someone who is unable to watch a person being operated on becomes unconscious. This whole dirty world is now going to have an operation. The father says, I have come to perform an operation on everyone. The whole world is diseased. The Father is also called the Eternal Surgeon. He performs such an operation on the whole world now that everyone who lives in that future world will never experience pain or sorrow. He is such a great surgeon. He is the one who performs an operation on souls and the unlimited world. There, not only human beings, but even animals never become diseased. The father explains what his part is and what the children's parts are. This is known as the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. You are now receiving this. First, you children should have this happiness. Today is the day of the Satguru. You should constantly speak the truth. In business too, it is said, speak the truth, don't cheat. Nevertheless, they become greedy and quote a higher price and make a deal. They never speak the truth. They only tell lies. This is why they remember the truth. It is said, may the name of the truth be with you. You now understand that only Baba, who is the truth, will take you souls back with him. You souls have now come into the company of the truth. Therefore, you will go back with him. You children know that Shiv Baba, who is called the truth, has come. He will purify us souls and take us all back with him at one time. In the Golden Age, you don't say that the name of Rama or the name of the truth is with you. No. The father says, I have now come to you children. I seat you in my eyes and take you back home. It is not these eyes, but the third eye. You know that the father has come at this time to take you back home. It isn't the procession of Shankar. It is the procession of the children of Shiva. He is also the husband of all husbands. He says, all of you are brides and I am the bridegroom. All of you are my lovers and I am the beloved. There is just the one beloved. You have been lovers of myself, the beloved, for half a cycle. I have now come. All of you are devotees. God is the one who protects all the devotees. Souls do devotion through their bodies. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. You children are now being given the fruit of your devotion, and you experience the reward of that in the golden age. That one is your beloved. He will take you back home with him. And you will then claim your fortune of the kingdom according to the efforts you make now. This is not written anywhere. They say that Shankar related the story of immortality to Parvati. All of you are Parvatis. I am the Lord of immortality who tells you the story of immortality. Only the one is called the Lord of immortality. The Father is the highest on high. He doesn't have a body of his own. He says, I, the Lord of immortality, tell you children the story of immortality. How could Shankar and Parvati come here? They exist in the subtle region, where there is no light of the sun or moon. The true father is now telling you the true story. No one but the father can tell you the true story. You also understand that it takes time for destruction to take place. The world is so large. So many buildings will fall and be destroyed. So much damage will be caused by earthquakes. So many will die. Then only your small tree will remain, and Delhi will become Paristan, the land of angels. Only the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan exists in Paristan. Such large palaces will be built there. You receive unlimited property. You don't have to incur any expense. Baba says, grain was so cheap during this one's, Brahma's, lifetime. And therefore, think how cheap it will be in the golden age. Each one's home and land will be as big as Delhi. Your kingdom will exist by the banks of the river of sweet water. What will each of you not have? You will always have food. You have seen how big the fruit and flowers are there. You went there and came back, having drunk suviras, mango juice. They used to say that there was a gardener there. The gardener would definitely be in paradise and on the river banks. There will be very few people there. Now there are so many billions. However, at that time, there will only be 900,000, and everything will belong to you. The Father is giving us such a kingdom that no one will be able to snatch it away from us. You will remain the masters of the earth and sky. You children heard the song. There are 6 to 8 such songs that make the mercury of your happiness rise when you hear them. When you find that your stage is not quite right, just play one of those songs. They are songs of happiness. You even know the meanings of them. Baba shows you many ways to keep yourselves cheerful. Some write to Baba and say that they don't have much happiness, or that they experience storms of Maya. But when storms of Maya come, just play some music. They play music at the entrance to the big temples to make people happy. In Bombay, in Madhav Bagh, an area in Bombay, they continue to play music at the entrance to the Lakshmi Narayan temple. Some people ask you why you play these film songs. They don't know that according to the drama, these things are very useful for us. Only you children understand the meaning of them. By listening to them, you become happy. However, some children forget them. When you are sad at home, listen to the songs and become happy. These are very valuable things. If quarreling continues in someone's home, tell them. God says lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering this, you will become the masters of the world. Then there will be a shower of flowers and cries of victory. Golden flowers will be showered. You are now changing from thorns into golden flowers. You will then incarnate. It isn't that flowers shower, but that you come down as flowers. People think that there is a shower of golden flowers. A prince went abroad and gave a party and had flowers made of gold for the party. They were showered down on everyone. He gave so much hospitality because of his happiness. He had them made of real gold. Baba knows his state, etc., very well. In fact, you come down as flowers. You flowers of gold come down from up above. You children are winning a big lottery of the sovereignty of the world. When a worldly father says, "I have brought this for you," his children become very happy. Baba says, "I have brought paradise for you. You will rule there. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. When Baba gave a small gift to someone, that person said, Baba, you give us the kingdom of the world. What is this gift compared to that? Ah, but when you keep a souvenir of Shiv Baba with you, you will be able to remember Shiv Baba and receive multi-millions. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. You have to return home in the company of the truth. Therefore, remain constantly truthful. Never tell lies. 2. You children of Brahma Baba are brothers and sisters. Therefore, you must not perform any criminal acts. There should be no awareness of any relationship other than that of brothers and sisters. Blessing. May you become a master Trikaldashi and know the result of your own elevated efforts and those of others with your power of remembrance. Just as scientists know everything about those who go into space from the earth, in the same way you Trikaldashi children, with your silence, that is with your power of remembrance, can know everything very clearly about your own elevated efforts and stage, and also those of others. By having a divine intellect and stabilizing yourself in pure thoughts of remembrance, you receive the blessing of being Trikaldashi. New plans then automatically emerge for you to put into practical form. Slogan: be cooperative with everyone and you will automatically continue to receive love. Abhyak signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. None can say that they do not have a chance to do service. If someone is unable to speak, he can serve with his mind, with his attitude and stage of happiness. Even if your health is not good, sit at home and be cooperative. Simply accumulate a stock of pure thoughts in your mind and remain full of good wishes. Om Shanti.